show was processed using ProStation Audio. For more information, please visit www.audiolabs.it.
And we have an incoming call.
Put him on speaker.
This is Casey. Okay, who's this?
Free Eye is sponsoring the incoming phone line so people can chat with you.
You want on the air? Okay, we'll put you on the air.
Put him on speaker.
That's a phone, so it's kind of free, but it's kind of crappy.
Unfortunately, I don't have a mic stand for this guy.
Well, welcome. Are you on IRC right now?
Yeah, I'm Opus.
Opus?
Oh, hi.
Hey, Opus, how's it going?
Hello.
So,
you got us on the board.
Bill, I don't know where Joanne is.
So, what are you up to, Opus?
Well, I'm staying inside. It's too hot outside.
Where do you live?
Thank you.
Bill.
Hey, Opus.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing, man?
Is this D Bill?
Well, I don't know if it's D Bill, but we have D Amiga here. No, yeah, it's Bill.
Bill McEwen.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely me.
Well, sweet.
How you doing?
I remember reading something once that you guys were going to help bring the price down with TTC boards. Can we expect to see that anytime soon?
Well, we're trying to. We've met with both DCE and Metabox, and I think Metabox is being the first out the gate with some lower-priced products.
Any idea what kind of price range we might be looking at?
Our target is to be sub-$300.
Well, that sounds very sweet, because then I can afford one. My wife would kill me if I bought one right now.
Yeah. Mine too. I mean, the idea that a PowerPC accelerator card costs more than some complete systems is most disturbing to me. So, we're doing what we can.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm going to let you go. It's a little confusing over here in my house with the stereo going and trying to talk on the set of phone. Thank you much for your time, Bill.
Thanks, Office. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we didn't get any calls from Bill when we were, or emails, I should say. Nice language there, buddy. Keep it up. Anyway, we didn't get any emails, so it's pretty much a free form. If Bill, you want to take a few minutes to speak your piece.
No.
Okay? So, we'll look for more callers or more questions. Checking our ICQ, we don't have anything yet. So, we're pretty much open forum at this point. If anyone has a question for Bill, we have to keep in mind there's about a 40-second delay.
Do we?
Yeah.
We do. Really?
Remember, you can always reach us at 206-39.
Is that a Nextel phone?
That is a Nextel phone.
All right, Nextel.
Nextel speakerphone.
36 listeners.
Pretty high tech.
36 listeners. I've got to be me. No. I'm listening and watching the webcam.
Wow.
So thank you, old user. Can the webcam point to Bill? No.
No, it's so against the contract.
Copyright infringements at that point, and trademark
use. Right.
Thank you, Opus, yes. That's KC next to me. Hello. Oh, you got an... Oh, thanks. Okay. Are you sure we'll have... here's the question. This is question one from somebody from Norway. And it says, on ZDTV, you said the Amiga 1 was to be ready in December. Are you sure we will have Amiga 1s in stores by Christmas? No, we're not sure. What I said was the target is to have something out by Christmas. From what that is still our target, still what we're going for, but I can't guarantee it yet till we get some more motherboard bids on developing the new machines. I would estimate that we will have machines available for people to see, use, play with at the end of the year, but it might be mass production in Q1 of 2001 before we can actually get them going. There are issues in manufacturing. Question two, you have stated the Amiga 1 is to cost below $800. What will the price be just for the OS? Oh, good question. Actually, we haven't established that price point yet. That's a very good question. And, oh, what? Question three, we can't quite get. How come you are our partners?
I get that.
Okay, maybe it's a Norwegian thing. Okay. Anyway, thanks for the questions, but no, we actually had not established a price for the OS outside of the Amiga 1 on the first ship. And we got more on the other side. If the SD machine is bought, will Amiga software run on it after it's developed? Well, yes, because we can run in a hosted or in a native environment, either or. So the answer is yes, it will. What
does it take to find an Amiga
dealer? Oh, if you want to become an Amiga dealer, you need to send a request to Randy at Amiga.com. Randy's in charge of that area, and he'll be happy to help you. Okay, that's all the questions we had that were sent ahead of schedule.
We have another one
from
someone in Sweden.
Cool.
His basic question is, what kind of participation will we see Amiga Inc. in at major computer expositions this year? Comdex, CeBIT, those kind of fairs.
You won't see us at CeBIT because it's already over. You do have a situation that we're looking at Comdex, but it really does not make sense to have a booth there. The cost is prohibitive, and it's really a Microsoft show at this stage of the game. You will probably see us at the systems show in Germany, though, in November, and we'll have some type of event at Comdex. More than likely, we'll do something. We'll be at CES in Las Vegas in January. That's a show that makes more sense for us than the Comdex does.
It looks like we have another question from Portnoy on the IRC channel here. I'd like to know if there are any general details of the Amiga 1, if anything's written in stone at this point.
There's all kinds of stuff written in stone, but we're still not going to share it yet until we have complete confirmation of everything. Sorry, guys. I made you that commitment. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, we're going to take him out back and beat him up a little and see if we can get some more information for you after the show.
Again?
Again. Oh, the last... See, there's no permanent marks.
That's true. That's true. That's why I wear long sleeves.
Yes. Let's see. What else do we have in here? No good questions. Come on, people. We got the man here. Come on.
No, I wouldn't say the man.
Actually, someone wanted to know what your middle name was. Can you divulge that?
Sure.
We'll turn off the audio.
No. It's no problem. The family's kept the name since 1324. Mm-hmm. It's William Wallace McEwen.
I thought so, but yeah. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I'm the 16th generation, and my son's the 17th.
So does your great grandparents look down on you for not killing any Englishmen or anything?
No, nothing like that, because basically my family were speechwriters for the king.
Cool.
So, yeah, we just ripped off the name. We have no association with William Wallace. But if we could, I would be asking Mel Gibson for royalties. Although I did take my son, he was 2 months old, to see Braveheart. I don't think he got much out of it.
Just lots of noise and blue paint.
Yeah. Screaming.
Yes.
That could have been him. But.
So now more dead silence while we wait for more questions to come through. We do have a total of 41 listeners at this point.
Can they actually hear us?
Yes.
Do I need to speak slower and... Enunts.
Yes, anybody hears that, give us feedback in the IRC channel whether you think...
the show, I see something there. Willie Wall, thank you so much. Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions?
It's a great day today here in Sacramento.
No, we're not on the VA.
Okay. Oh, yes, the show in Germany is called Systems. It's in November. It's the fastest growing show in Germany. Last year they had almost 250,000 people attending. I apologize, and I don't remember if it's in Hanover or in Stuttgart.
Okay, let's go back and check the ICQ. The phone line is still open if you'd like to call.
Operators are standing by with credit cards ready. So please, Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
Number again is 206-396.
Looks like the sound's good for a change.
Good, woo-hoo! Thank you.
Yeah,
right.
Two options. You can dial the phone number and hang up, and we can call you back, or you can call up and talk to us.
Using Windows 98. Get him! Anyway.
Let's see. So, yeah, here's something you guys might not know, because, you know, we were discussing this earlier, but what was the world record that Ken Muscatel beat in the free Hynet hydroplane here just 2 weeks ago on Lake Washington?
The first person who answers gets a job at Amiga Inc.
Well, no, I wouldn't say a job, but I'll send you a T-shirt, though. You can guess what was the speed limit that Ken Muscatel of the free Hynet the free. It's actually free. It is. It's free. It's free internet on the boat.
Oh, it might be free.
No,
I know.
It's free on the boat. Yeah. It's a free internet. Yeah,
yeah, that's what they
have on the hydroplane.
Too.
Yeah.
There's
so,
all sorts of money.
Yeah, we're actually getting Boeing stickers on drag racers this weekend in Seattle. We've got a bunch of drag racing cars wearing getting Boeing bumper stickers. Sing us a song, Bill. Okay, wait a minute. You guys are asking for all
I'm
serious.
I'm
going
to
that one.
No.
Okay.
I plan. There was one that went by here. Hang on. Where was it? I plan to either get Amiga One or build a high-end PC. Would the PC route have advantages over the Amiga One? No, it would not. The Amiga One is using a customized motherboard of our design, which will increase speed and have some better enhancements over just getting a regular off-the-shelf PC. Why is Bill doing Pakistani impressions? It was not Pakistani. That was Scottish. That is really offensive. I can do Pakistani, but that wasn't one. I also do Indian, French. It's a little side business doing former radio ads way back when. I need a job with Amiga. Thank you, Opus, but you still did not answer the question, which was, what was the record that Ken Muscatel broke on Lake Washington in the last month on the free iNet hydroplane?
All right, raffle
time. No, it's not
Linux
based. This is a misconception that people have. Oh, wait, we got a raffle going on.
Raffle time.
Raffle time.
Just in case you'll win something.
Beautiful green.
Anyone knows that you will run on the Amiga One. Senate Amiga One won't be Linux based.
And the number is.
We're still live, we're using their feed.
No, I'll take them out of it.
Okay. Anyway, real quick, to answer your question, no, it's native. There's not Linux planned for the Amiga One at all. It is a native port. In fact, here at the show, you'll be seeing two applications that already has as native on the system. There's a Amiga One end user machine. As we go, Babbage is in by. Initially, when the Amiga One comes out, it'll come through the Amiga retail channel first. We do already have, though, some interesting stuff where some of the larger companies have contacted us asking to sell the Amiga One. In fact, at Dixon's in the UK this week, we were surprised to find out that they have, what was it there? Oh, yeah, and Dixon's in their employee handbook came out this month. They mentioned the fact they're looking forward to selling the Amiga One in all their stores. So I thought that was pretty nice.
And the next one, this is the biggie.
So we got a few more coming in here now, finally.
No, you don't.
Yeah, there's one right here.
Available for
the SDK. Oh, the SDK? In the Linux PPC crowd, the PPC version will not be out on the SDK simply because of the tools. We've got some tools porting issues on PPC. I don't have an x86. There will be one, but I don't have the timeline on it. Actually, the number one request right now is to offer the SDK for Windows users. Is the number one request. We have Linux and Windows, and then starting here in the first week of August, Red Hat will begin reselling our SDK. So they've joined up.
Everyone knows that it will run native on Amiga One. In which way is the Java machine more advanced than others? I think I saw a statement on the website.
Well, what's interesting about this Java machine is it is a complete rewrite of the JVM and completely certified. So what we have is what they did is they looked at the JVM from Sun, saw the weaknesses, and rewrote the whole thing as a VP app. So that's why it's much faster. What is the speed of Amiga emulation under Amiga One? Well, I'm not going to answer that right now because there's some misconceptions on what we're doing on having classic applications run on the Amiga One. And I want to get all those things sorted out first before I give that specific answer.
I do have another question.
Do you?
Is it Amiga numeral one or Amiga
O-N-E.
Letters one?
O-N-E.
Okay, so it is O-N-E. So everyone knows now. That's the official
was
word.
Question?
No, my question.
No, no. But with my career, watch for an Amiga 4x4.
Mississippi. I'll let you read the question.
I'm trying to.
Well, I'll consider it out loud.
In my way.
No, it's... I have a question
for someone over here.
Yes.
Well, yeah, okay, go ahead.
He wants to know if there, like, when the one comes up, if there's going to be a voice
recognition. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I haven't been asked. That's more of a software issue than it is a hardware issue. And so I don't know if we'll have applications available to do that yet.
But it'll be powerful.
Oh, yeah, there's... Oh, that's not, it's not a hardware issue for it. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's for us, the hardware's fine. That's spec more than capable of handling it. It's more of a software issue. Will someone have an application that can do it? If that helps.
Let's see. This is the next one. I'll read it for you. Hi, Bill. I hope you enjoyed the ballad. I'm in the southeastern USA, Mississippi, but I write for UK Web Disc Magazine. All I can say is that the EU MIGA community, to reassure them, and there is some concern that New MIGA Inc. will not forget them.
I appreciate the question. I guess my only counter would be that we launched the SDK in Europe. Europe is still, right now, our number one market space. So I'm not exactly sure how people would think we've forgotten them just because our offices, our headquarters are in the States. If there's some suggestions of things we have not done yet that you'd like us to do, please feel free. Also note that we've been advertising in Amiga Active now for almost 6 months, and we're adding all the other Enigma in Italy, Amiga Advice out of Netherlands. Oh, goodness, I can't think of all the ones we're adding now that are coming on to advertising, etc. Also, we'll be launching all the new systems in Europe initially. They'll be available everywhere, but it'll be systems will be first launched publicly over there.
Just a reminder, if you would like us to call you, if you give us a phone number, either through ICQ or through IRC, we'll actually give you a call because we are crazy people.
And no more 1-900 numbers.
No, that's not the right number.
Oh,
the number's in there. If you need it, someone else can give it to you.
Yeah.
I think we had a question up here. Have the swanky AI, Amiga Inc. programmers, included the classic guru meditation? Is there any word on that?
I cannot publicly comment on that because that's actually a debatable point within the company right now.
Well, I think that the popular opinion is we want the guru meditation
back. Of course. We understand that.
Please explain the statement that the Java engine is 20 times faster than existing implementation. I've seen speed tests for the dev system. They don't stack up against IE except for graphics and other categories. IE is, I'm assuming, Internet Explorer from our favorite company, Microsoft.
Yeah, well, what you're looking at there is, it comes down to the caffeine test is the only thing we've used. The caffeine test shows 22 times faster as the average across the board. There was a recent review, in fact, on Amiga.org, where it was found that ours were 15 to 50 times faster than what was available in IE or Netscape or others. So that's the only thing I can tell you. These are the tests are being done and run, and they've also been certified and authorized by the land of by Sun.
What do you need? We have a question. How are the lifts in Sacramento? I think we have a resident. Limey over here, but I don't know where he got off to. I guess that's elevators.
Yeah, it's an elevator. It's a lift. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of them's broken, but the other two work. So.
And we're so happy.
Let's see.
Not answering the CPU question. Sorry, guys. Isn't it the Amiga 1? Hey, that's cute. No, it's not, but I like it.
Okay, here we go. This is a good one. Can you please tell us something about the intended marketing efforts of the new Amiga OS? Will we actually use radical concepts for the Amiga-like advertising and promotion?
Well, you're asking two different questions there, because initially what's going to come out is not the OS. You're going to see a product, a box, and that will be advertised first to the Amiga market space. Then secondary will be to the rest of the world. You're going to start seeing some marketing begin occurring on the SDK you haven't seen in the past. Again, we started in the land of Amigas first and then moving it to the rest of the world. But to answer all kinds of the fun marketing stuff we've got going on, yeah, there's tons of stuff. But we're not going to release anything yet until you guys can see it. Do I do psychic readings?
That was my favorite.
Your name is Ed.
Okay. Actually, we could find out what his name is.
All right.
There's one. Is the Amiga 1 the only Amiga hardware to be released for Christmas?
Well, hang on, guys. It's targeted for Christmas. That's a fine marketing term for saying we're shooting as best we can for it, but I'm not going to commit that it will definitely be available for purchase in Christmas time. That's our target. That's what we're going for. That's what we're working for. There's all kinds of hardware designs. We've got a handheld, and we've got two others. We've got a notebook. We've got several designs in place. That's why we hired a hardware department, so they can create reference designs, use off-the-shelf components. Then we customize the motherboards for speed, for getting costs down, etc.
There's a question from one of the other people participating through IRC. Is the SDK selling well overall and or at the show? Are there many developers getting on the bandwagon?
Currently, most development's actually occurring in two groups. In the U.S., it's primarily the Linux guys that have come on board. We've got 24 applications that have been imported to date. We've got some games up there, some utilities, some tools. As far as other folks coming on board in Europe, it's behind from where we actually thought our expectations would be. But also at the same token, the first version of the SDK is really advanced in that the 3D's not there, the sound's not there. Many of the things that Amiga people would be looking for are not there yet. And we made that very clear when we launched it, that this is the first version so people can get their feet wet on exactly how to code for VP, what the differences are, and some of the unique aspects of the product. As the next versions come out, some are coming out in the next few weeks, then you'll have more exciting things coming, and I think that's when the Amiga people will be happy. Specifically to the question, is selling well? Yeah, we're actually ahead of forecast, so we're happy about that.
Let's see. We're getting more questions now. We might have to go moderated soon. One comment, I don't want Guru Meditation back. I'd rather have an OS that doesn't crash. Yes, yes. But, you know, we can't help all those application developers out there. Maybe they need some meditation.
Sell product in my home country of Indonesia. Well, if there's a dealer over there that wants to sell them, sure.
His uncle
and some friends.
Yeah,
so
great.
That's good.
Good job. See, you got Salesforce everywhere.
Right, that's what we're counting on. Follow the path. What? S-Con, Discord,
wow. He's basically trying to say, are you going to go out of business soon?
No.
That's just Merlin. He does that.
Okay.
Let's see. Bill, when will you hear more about your other hardware? When will we hear more about the other hardware partners? The Matrox announcement was pretty cool, but it does not go into detail other than just discounted cards. I mean, are they real hardware partner?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the Matrox is a long-term relationship. The reason why we don't go heavily into details with a lot of these folks is let's remember, you know, who they're also partners with. And so a lot of the stuff we have to do. Oh yeah, there's the Zingo thing. Thanks. To come back to what I was saying before Bill switched the screens around, I was using the words for reference, Mr. Basari.
I'm sorry. I was making sure we didn't have any ICQ questions.
Yeah, where was it? Where were we answering? Okay, Matrox. Sorry about that. What we're doing there with them is a long-term relationship. There's all kinds of technical things going on in the back, and it's very exciting. The reason why we don't release a lot of details is, to be quite frank, we don't want you to know everything. Nothing personal, but that's the case. We're trying to get as much done as we can. Hey, that helps.
Yeah, I know. It's a teeny monitor. I should have done this earlier, but whatever. Let me scroll back up a little. Give me a minute here. Fighting with technology. Giving existing schematics to a manufacturing plant and giving money to produce them. Now, that's what Merlin meant.
Okay. Thanks, Merlin.
When will the announced hardware partners acknowledge you as a partner?
I would say that will occur in the next quarter. Again, they don't announce if we don't announce.
Ah, this is good.
Okay.
Do you plan to contact PC Windows game editors to get them to develop games on the Amiga? Or have you already contacted some?
Well, the answer is yes to both.
Okay, that puts an end to that one. And then there's the location in the IRC channel of the benchmark test. Let's see. Now they're basically talking amongst themselves. It's good to see TVs back. I.e. Sony. Are TAL's partners also Amiga partners, i.e. Sony?
Well, Sony's not only a partner in DAO, they're also an investor in DAO. All I can say is stay tuned.
One more user and we'll hit 50.
I thought we had more than that in St. Louis.
We had 110 or something.
Oh, I'm going to leave.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, thank you. The thing is, if I ask for one more person on the audio, it doesn't help.
That's right.
Preaching to the choir. Oh, we're at 50!
Well done.
We hit 50. We hit 50. Actually, in the St. Louis show, we had more people on the audio than we had in the RC channel.
Right, so what happened?
Weird. Combination of things.
Okay.
You know, I was waiting for the new Amiga to come out before I released the press.
That's right.
So anyway, On VIP, it's fine. Okay, never mind. He can go away. Since you've gone offline.
Oh, crap! Did we go offline?
Yeah, it did.
VIP? It's his fault.
No, we didn't. We just, the ICQ died.
No, it didn't die. It just got kicked.
Okay, it got kicked. Fine. We've been there. Been there. Oh, wow, we got a bunch of questions. There's only one person using it. Let's see. What do you feel on QNX right now?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you like them? Do you hate them? I don't know what he means.
Yeah, I don't know what he means. I mean, I have no feelings towards QNX. They're great people. We like them. But beyond that, what do you want me to say?
Well, there's no, like, wedding plans or anything.
No. We stopped dating.
You're not returning their calls? Or?
I talked to Carl.
The question to Bill, do you, let me see if I can read again.
Have you been in talk with Carl Sassenrath about the future of the Amiga?
He beat me to it.
Okay, that's what I'm here for. Sure.
Okay, I love these answers. One of the CPUs that will run.
I worked with Carl for a month when we were trying to buy Amiga. When I ran out of money, I actually went to work for Rebel.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which is used by Dreamcast. Any possibilities of being able to write Amiga games that will run on the Dreamcast, possibly even without official Sega development tools?
I can't answer that question. I'm sorry.
Oh. Hey, it's Mr. Scove.
Yeah, no, I mean, we can't.
Morton? No, maybe not.
Let's
see. Morton here? Oh,
yeah,
it's not somebody
Morton
I know.
Scove.
Okay.
Amiga advice.
And promised he plans to relaunch the Amiga into European countries.
Yeah.
Something about daughters.
Okay. Regular Coke is best. No, I'm sorry, it's not. Diet Coke is a superior product. But actually, the biggest problem for me here is no espresso.
Really?
I'm as the police would say, I'm knackered at this point. Not doing well at all. And we'll have to find a Starbucks.
I guess you are from Starbucks country now.
I did. It's up the street.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Casey and I are leaving in a few minutes to go up to Starbucks.
What will you be supporting? Will you be supporting the classic Amiga, the Amiga OS 2.5?
We do now. So that's not going to stop. I don't know what you mean by, well, I support it. We already do. We haven't stopped supporting it. Can't answer, no problem. Oh, okay, on the Dreamcast thing. Yeah, sorry, that's actually a business issue more than a technical issue.
Yeah, we're still at 50 users. If anybody else wants to join, I mean, it says 55, 56 listeners. Well, 51 unique, so that's not bad. I think that would put us, somebody go check Shoutcast and find out what the top 10 is and see who are higher.
If I get a PPC card and run the new Amiga OS, well, I need to emulate the old OS. That's, again, you're asking specifically about emulation, and we have something a little more unique that I'm not going to go into now. It's going to be beyond emulation of classic on the new stuff. So.
And there's another vote here for regular Coke is best.
I'm sorry, Martin. You're not here, so we could have a taste test. Right, in fact, next show we'll have a taste test for those of you who wish to participate, and we'll decide which is better.
Thank you for avoiding my question. Can you explain? Oh, did we miss it? Sorry, Blitter.
Where's the question?
If we miss a question, don't think it's on purpose, even though it might be, because...
Devil's advocate, just went past Blitter once.
Yeah, but I think that was too short to be the question.
I'm trying to pain in the ass this way.
Answer about these benchmarks. I'm scrolling back to the IRC log.
Yeah, there's just a note. The test is going to be...
Can you explain?
No, I can't. I didn't do the tests. Sorry, Blitter.
Okay, I hope that answers your question. We don't want to not answer questions. The problem is we're dealing with a, 1942 monitor with an 11-point font.
Well, those are about the SDK and upgrade for the... No. If you buy an SDK now, you have free upgrades for a year. The only time there will be a fee is if you want to go out and buy a new manual. Everything's electronically downloaded. You get it automatically. It's free. If you want to go buy a new monitor, a new monitor. That made no sense whatsoever. If you want to purchase a new manual, I mean, that's hard copy. We just charge you for the cost of goods. It's like $7-$10. You'll get a whole new package.
No. We are currently 16th on the Shoutcast broadcast.
We were like number one for like a minute.
We were number six last year, or last time. But there are a couple sites that are running with like 1,700 user capability that run in the 500s. We're not going to get there.
Wankers.
I only allowed for 250 this time. We have a question from the floor, Doug.
Doug from the floor.
Can you explain in a bit more detail what exactly is included with the $1,000 of support when you could buy the D-Amiga?
Oh, when you buy when you actually buy a certified dev box? Okay.
Yeah.
You get a free ticket to the first dev conference we're having. Those normally run $125 each. Two, you get personal support from one of the support staff when you buy.
Are you one of the support staff?
No.
We don't get personal support from you?
No, none. No. Now, if I did, I'd say, well, turn it on. All right. Thank you.
Is it plugged in?
That's right.
Are you really, really sure it's plugged in?
Yeah, that's about it. What I started to tell you, you get, instead of just all the free support on the sessions, et cetera, like all the bulletin boards, you actually get an individual assigned to you within the support team. So you'll have a single person you can ask all your questions to directly, et cetera. So it's much higher level support. And you will also be the first to receive the new upgrades and bug fixes, et cetera. And it's all part of the program. So it's a much higher level of direct support. Advertising Starbucks. I am not advertising Starbucks. I don't know. I'm stocking them.
Missed a few questions here.
Braveheart.
H paid ads in Time magazine.
And look how successful they were.
Issues of the benchmark again.
Oh yeah. Well, actually, A3K. That's a good point. Those tests are done in a hosted environment. So when you look at the test that on the Zingo.org site, you're watching Java on VP on Linux, and we're still kicking all the other butts. But I've not pronounced anything on the native test yet.
Last Amiga interview, Bill.
I'm talking about proprietary chips.
Oh, let's see.
I'm sorry. We should read the questions to get people audio.
Yeah, I was going to mention
that. I'm sorry. That doesn't make much sense for me to go, yeah. Okay. Is not. All right. Also, here was the question. Sorry. It says, also the last interview Bill had with the mainstream press, he said current Amigas were proprietary. Not entirely true. My point being is those are proprietary chipsets that are required. That's the point of being proprietary. Also, you have proprietary, I shouldn't say proprietary, use different video outports for monitors, etc. Yes, there are plans to have... Oh, here's the question. See, I'm doing this wrong. I should let you ask the question, Bill.
Yeah, I should.
Then I should, like, answer it.
Yeah, but you have to wait for me to react.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm very scared. Because
you've got, like, two monitors.
Yeah.
Going. Okay.
I'm also keeping all the crap work. Okay. Let's see. This is from Devros.
No, go through this one.
Oh, which one?
Right there.
Okay. From Sven of AE. Okay. Bill, are there any plans for the Amiga to have a UK presence once again? A regular office or another daughter?
Yes.
By a company?
Yes.
Let's see. Can anyone build an Amiga clone or just nobody's bothered?
Well, I don't know what you mean. Kind of a classic or new or what?
Oh, here's a question from the ICQ. Let's see. The person who's writing the ICQ, give us your name so we can say it, because I don't know what your name is. Let's see.
It's Carl.
No, it's not Carl.
Oh, okay. Well, he keeps asking questions about himself.
I know. Anyway, okay. Questions to Bill. Have you been thinking about hiring Carl Sassenrath as an Amiga employee?
Carl has his own company called Rebel.
So I think that would be...
Yeah, it's kind of a moot point.
Well, I mean, if you asked him.
No. No, he's got his own thing going. He's very happy with where he's at. I'm not going to... Plus, I'd have to move the company to Ukiah, California.
It's closer to me.
Have you been to Ukiah?
No.
Okay.
Speaking of Rebel, what kind of cooperation or even cohorts are you guys... Do you talk at all, or what's
the
status there?
We talk. I mean, there's nothing to announce. But yeah, we absolutely talk. I mean, you know, there's a lot of changes that have been going on at Rebel, too. There's a new president. There's a new CEO. There's a lot of stuff going on down there.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to scroll back up a hair, find some questions you may have missed. Any details about the Boxer? I would wait till we get Joe Torre on the line here. Public versions of the OS before 1.0 hits the streets.
Yes.
Okay. Also, we've been there.
We did that.
Let's see. What does it take to be a beta tester for the new Amiga software? I think we'll all be beta testers, actually.
Yeah, for the most part.
Much like Microsoft people.
No, evil. No. We actually have a public beta program, et cetera, and that's handled through Gary Peek's group.
Let's see.
No, Gary Peek's not here.
How can we regular end users help in terms of getting software developed for the new Amiga? Should we pester existing developers from other systems, not bother them? Somewhere in between? I'm especially concerned about games.
To answer the question, if you happen to use them, just ask them. Do they have any plans to support the new Amiga? It's amazing how much effect that has. You don't want to gang up on them. Certainly have 10,000 emails that they'll know we had something to do with that. But if you have a particular game or manufacturers you guys like to work with, just ask them. For some people in their support groups, they don't know who we are. The management teams all do. There's a gaming company out there. Their management team knows who we are. Where is Petro? Want me to answer that?
If you really want to.
Oh, he's in Germany.
Normally. Probably in his house.
No. He just got back. He's been gone for 3 weeks.
Wow.
He's been on a road trip. And he's working on a huge deal, and I told him he has to stay in Germany and finish it.
Again, if anybody wants us to call them, we will be more than glad to do that if you give us your number. I'm surprised nobody's asked for that yet. We have another question. Years ago, Apple shoved their boxes into schools with swelling education deals, sadly kicking out Commodore 64s. Will Amiga 1 do the same to the current school computer?
Well, I mean, that's a marketing issue, and the answer is, of course. I mean, come on. We're going to be doing a lot of the same things as other guys have done. We're just going to do it more better, as my son would say.
More better.
At least five.
We have another question.
Whack
it just jumped off the screen horribly. Hold on.
Okay, just so you know, I got 10 more minutes, 2:45, I got to leave.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
What else about the name does the Amiga, in quotes, have in common with the classic Amiga OS? What else other than the name? What will the new system have just the name?
Oh, there's a lot of the portions of the classic are being ported to the new. I mean, there's actually libraries and classes and sets and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's
so
a
the
lot
answer
of
to that is we'll just have to wait till it
comes
out.
Yeah, I mean, when you see it, you'll go, oh, well, now I get it.
We're up to 56 unique IPs listening to our broadcast here. And it jumped again. Rebel for the SDK. Call Carl.
Yeah.
Do you have any features or benchmarks for the Matrox G800? Are they in comparison or better to the GeForce 2? Is it a GPU?
You have to contact Matrox. We can't give out their specs.
Let's see. What else? Going back over to ICQ. In there. Oh, we got a new one. St. Richard requests... To Bill McEwen, first question. Are there any scheduled marketing plans for Amiga 1 outside of the Amiga community?
Yes.
And question two, what good parts of the classic Amiga have been ported to the new OS? Again, something he just kind of answered. If you want to elaborate, is there anything in particular? I mean,
no.
We get requests for, like, data types and something that people like a lot.
Data types, all that fun stuff. I mean, in the next couple of weeks, there'll be a spec, because we've already ported certain pieces over now, like the BOOPs and classes, all those. We now call it affectionately BOOPs. But anyway, those have all been ported. Those are working. We've got certain libraries have been ported, other stuff, data types. I mean, there's a lot of work going on right now.
Are you due to visit the UK anytime this year?
Yes.
Any more specific on that?
No.
Work with me, man. With me.
Wednesday. Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll be back over in Europe.
Bill, do you have any comments? This seems like a great timing for the Amiga 1 release with MS under the legal gun and Mac OS X still vaporware.
You're right. It is great timing.
Okay.
That doesn't really require a comment because it's not a question. It's a statement.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't a comment.
Well, I mean, he's absolutely right. It is great timing. I mean, I'm very thankful for our timing. I would prefer to have the 2 years we lost, but anyway.
Two. Six.
Oh, Amiga 2's Gary? I didn't know that. Silly man.
If Amiga sucks, how can he read Amiga websites?
Huh?
Whatever.
Oh, well.
Voodoo sucks. 16-bit is dead. Okay, you can go there. Helps him turn the speakers. Let's see. Merlin, good question. Thanks, Bill, and the rest of Amiga for answering questions on IRC News Group. Keep it up. I think that's a big thumbs up for all the stuff you have been doing to get contact and information out to the people.
And I need a chiropractor from sitting hunched over watching the monitor. I could get you a bigger monitor.
Yeah. Well, I need it. Well, it's the only thing that fit my car. Is this the first time me have said anything without making you sign an NDA? Yeah, that's kind of true.
Is this the first time me have said anything? No, that's not true. I say stuff all the time. This has no value, but I say stuff all the time.
Let's see. Never gotten so many questions answered. Bill rules.
Thank you.
Oh, him.
No, I think they meant you. I think they meant you, Mr. Bizarre.
That's right. Let's see. Would I be better off getting a PPC on my Amiga 3000 or getting a new machine to run the new OS?
Wow, that's more of a cost issue, isn't it? I mean, right now the PPC cards are very expensive, so that's going to be up to you. I mean, we'll work either way, but it's a cost-benefit issue.
We have another question coming in from ICQ. Question to Bill. Here in Europe, we have been reading that IBM, Dell, and our Gateway is interested in new Amiga Portable. Is there any truth to this? Any truth to that rumor?
I can't comment.
It is?
We've got like four people here. This one. Great. What's this one?
No, oh, new one. That was the same. It was Richard.
Okay. Doug's helping fly here tonight.
Well, we have the author of ICQ as backup.
That's right. He's right there.
Just in case. Let's see. Bill, if you come to Denmark, I'm sure you'll be able to afford a couple of beers. So I think someone wants to buy you some beers.
Yeah, but I have to let you guys know I don't drink alcohol. Sorry.
That is if you come early in the month.
Yeah, I mean, it's Diet Coke. That's about it. Diet Coke, water. I'll buy you guys beers.
Tech Mage can walk off of. Okay. Whatever. The message from Weird Amy here. He's talking to me now. Thanks. Let's see. Bill, keep...
Oh, wait.
Where
did
he keep the safe? Fleecy needs to buy some more tea.
Oh, it's over, let's see. Oh, Fleecy's there? Hi, Gary. No, go up. There's no keys to the safe. It's a combination lock. You know that. There was a question about Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Where is it, though?
Well, I'll find it.
Yeah, we'll have it. Okay, go on.
Okay, is it me you're going to support Bluetooth?
Yes.
Okay.
And Javi and Skippy. Yes.
Bill, between us, what's Fleecy's real name?
Fleecy, oddly enough. Very, very sad childhood.
Let's see. Will the case of the Numiga have a unique Amiga-like design? Would that be the small bread box or the keyboard garage? Or?
Actually, you know, we've been thinking that it should be something maybe beige.
Beige, kind of squarish, with a built-in black and white monitor?
Yeah.
That would be revolutionary.
That. Yeah.
I would prefer purple with blue splatter.
Or we're thinking something like where you could have, like, different colors.
Different colors?
Yeah, you know, like
How
blue
How about you get a
and
case
red.
And, like, a kit of paints? And you just make your own case.
We actually had that idea.
Okay. If you really wanted to be cool, you get adaptive plastic that you could program it to be different colors.
There you go.
Wow. Run animations on the side of the box. That would rock. Anyway.
I'm sorry. Yes, really. That's all we need, more transparent, translucent.
Is anyone having trouble with the webcam? Let me know if you are, because I can address it. If you make statements like, the webcam only works half the time, then I can't fix it. Like, a year and a half, I had no idea that it cut off images until someone told me. And then I fixed it. I need to know these things, people. Let's see.
Thank you. Oh. Heard my story about college. Yeah, okay. Apple time.
Will the Amiga One be available in Japan?
Yes. I was kidding about beige.
Some beige help.
It was a joke. Or as Fleecy would say, it was a joke.
No.
Is that Randy? No, that's Gary. Randy's here.
Amiga 2? No, that's somebody from the channel.
It's Pete.
It's Gary Pete, is it?
Yeah, Apple Bob.
That's why he's asking me all the good questions. Hey, Amiga 2, ask me another good one that I can't answer.
Let's see. We've been there. We've already asked that.
Look at the break in the curtain. You can see the city. Okay.
They fake the moon landing, too. Okay. Oh, can Amiga 1 have Bluetooth? That's a good question. Will it actually be there?
Or is it too late? I don't understand the too late.
Well, I mean, like, it's a harder design set.
Oh, that's just an add-on module. That's no big deal.
The webcam's not going to be moved at the moment. I apologize for that. Maybe we can hit him in the head of the blimp a few times to get some close-ups.
That's always fun. Yeah, it's a joke. I want the black and white screen. Thank you. Now, I remember, what was it? It was, remember when I had the green? It was green letters, and then the cool guys had amber. Remember that?
Monitor. I've got a monitor at work that you can flip it from green to amber.
Yeah, green
it.
To amber. Yeah.
When I feel really elite, I switch it to amber.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have a question again about the Amiga 1 available for Christmas.
Well, I think we're targeting it, but to be honest with you, we'll probably have them available you can look at, but we won't have production up and running fast enough.
I can say this, that Amiga Inc. is working to visit user groups around the U.S. and possibly elsewhere in the world to, when they get closer to having something, they'll bring it to the hands of the users groups first. So if you're not a member of your user group, it's probably a good time to start looking at that. Let's see. How expandable will the Amiga 1 be? DVD, CDR, crap loads of RAM. Can I say that over there?
Oh, sorry.
SCSI.
Oh.
Off-the-shelf cards.
Hey, Amiga 2, you didn't get the flight out last night?
Amiga 2 is Gary and
Casey. Don't say that out loud. No
oh
one's
my.
Supposed to know.
I hope... Oh, never mind. Let's not go there. Yes. I'm Amiga, the real Amiga. I don't want a real... I wouldn't want the real Amiga to please stand up. I see. He's doing an M&M thing. Yeah.
Oh, wait,
good job, Darwin.
Oh yeah. Good point.
I'm Slim Shady. The real stand would be.
Good point. Whatever. You want to fly down here then? Party with us tonight?
Yeah.
Amiga 2?
Says yes.
We're all asking for you.
The audio.
All right.
Yeah, we're not typing the answers. I hope that no one's expecting us to do that.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, I'm just about out of time.
Yeah. Is there any closing words you'd like to say? Before you...
No, just thanks for the continued support.
There was a good question in there.
There was a good question in there?
Well, Amiga support TFT disclosure.
Ah, yeah, I missed that.
Sure, yes. That's no big deal.
Will the Amiga one have a geek port?
A geek port?
The BOS, 36 lines onto the bus that were all fused. So you couldn't, like, nuke the machine.
What do we got? Anything else there? No, I guess the main thing, why the name Amiga 1? Because it's the first one we're building.
Where's my phone?
Sorry, it wasn't any more brilliant than that. It's either that or going with Amiga Millennium, and I was just no way I was doing that.
Amiga 2000!
No, sorry, I've been there, done that.
See, we named Amiga 2000 in, like, 87, because
right.
It was a model number, not a year.
Right.
Naming stuff by year is very, very stupid, because you know how old they are really quick.
Also makes it a lot easier when we build like 3,000-4,000 of these. Just marry one, Amiga two.
Will Amiga one run on the TV?
Will
the PDA be called Amiga and a fourth or something?
Amiga quarter.
Amiga quarter.
The quarter Amiga. That's funny.
Stock options, publicly trading, anything about that?
We'll have some. Yeah, I mean IPO is definitely in the future. There's definitely going to be... We want to share this with everybody. Voice, yeah, well, that's also... The voice recognition, like IBM's ViaVoice, would be a nice feature, I think. That's more of a software issue than it is a hardware issue. So, you know, if you know anybody in the ViaVoice team, tell them to start coding. 2,000 overused. Yeah, we know that. Okay, last thing. I'm done. And, Gary, thanks for Cajun fishing on my boat while I was gone. I just bought a boat.
Oh, yes.
There was a note that... Gary took my boat out last night.
Oh, joyful. I hope you put it back.
Good point. Gary, did you put the boat back? Anyway, it's a company boat. Not really, but anyone in the company can use it as long as I'm in it with them, driving. Drag them behind.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, you want to go water skiing? Oh, we don't have skis.
That's right.
What do you mean?
That's all we do. Full throttle after that. Nice good old sea ray. I was going to say thanks to everybody, you know, your continued support. We're working very hard, very fast. I know it's not as out as quickly as you wanted it to be, but hey, we're 7 months in there and we're going to keep going. And it's this journey. Unfortunately, it is one step at a time. But
the janitorial, is that what you're talking about?
In janitorial positions. No, we have a service.
You know, if you ask, you could have the cleanest building in the world.
Yeah.
Because you'd get like 30 people to be your janitors instantly. They can each have their own like section of the bathroom.
Actually, we're happy. Like, we just got, we've got some new folks. Bolton Peck just joined us. He's in our QA department now. Bob Cosby joined us. He starts on Tuesday. Also in QA, so we're building out that team more.
QA is very, very good.
You didn't answer my question, and you only read it on the air. What? What question?
Portnoy. Oh, the question about crap loads of RAM?
Huh?
And the cards, the off-the-shelf cards?
I missed that.
Yeah.
How expandable is the Amiga 1? I think I can even go there. If you remember the slides, what they're thinking of, they had like attachable modules onto the side of one. I mean, these people aren't stupid. they know it sells.
Well, maybe not everybody on the team's stupid, but we do have some.
So anyway, how expandable will the Amiga 1 be?
It's got DVD. It's got, every feature.
We know what it's got, which we do with it.
Well, you can plug it in. You got USB off that. You can add new stuff to it.
Are we going to have FireWire?
Yeah, you have FireWire in there. You have IR.
So it will be fully buzzword compliant.
It's ready to go, man. It's got every single buzz thing I could possibly talk about with having no clue what I'm saying.
The box is going to have like a million little icons for companies that represent the
track. All it's going to be is basically a box with buzz names on the front. Several stickers, DVD, CD, RW, TRW, you know. BW.
Michelin tires.
VW.
That's right.
Dunlop. You know, we're selling Dodge. We're basically selling space to decrease.
Sure, why not? As long as you plug it into a PCI.
Anyway, Amiga 2, did I miss anything I was supposed to answer? Gary, just move out of the way. Let Fleecy type. Okay. You didn't answer my question.
It is after 2:45.
I know. Yeah. Hey, like I haven't been late for anything else here, right?
Well, you were actually on time.
For you this time.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because you screwed me in St. Louis.
I did. I was 2 hours late. And I kept coming back going, just a minute, and I walk away. But today, I remember.
You were on time.
You know why? Because
well.
You only had 50 people.
Yeah.
I suppose the hundreds that we're going to.
Yeah, the 100.
I still don't see anything from Amiga 2. Okay.
Nope.
Wait one more second, just to make sure.
Actually, no, the motherboard design is limited to one base T. It was a design flaw, they're just going to leave it in there.
It's a numerical failure on
yeah.
our part.
Well, I mean, the thing's going to have USB, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a given. So you can plug a USB to Ethernet adapter in there and get at least 12 megabits out of it.
Hey, PC only means personal computer. Sorry, guys. I mean, it's come to know it means something else. That's all PC stands for, personal computer. Buzzwords, names, yeah. And we are selling space for those of you out there. And no one has been able to answer the question about what Ken Muscatel did on the free iNet on Lake Washington. So no T-shirts going out.
Like they couldn't look it up on the Internet.
Yeah, it's in the Seattle Times. It's on the cover. Okay.
And no one gave us a phone number to call them to ask them a question. We're not asking you to call us. We will call you. No talk show in the history of man has ever done that.
All right. Thanks, guys. And I'll check my email. I got that note.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, thanks.
Take care.
Casey, thanks. Doug, pleasure. And we'll see you guys later tonight.
Okay. Bill McEwen has left the audio feed. I'm going to turn off the crappy mic. Great. We'll see you tonight at the banquet. Okay, I'm going to turn this off.
Okay.
Excellent interview.
I don't know what he's got. You'd have to look at some of our list, but I know we'll be doing the banquet.
Yeah, we know you called in Opus. Thanks a lot.
But if you have questions, you can use them at the
But it's only one person.
I think next up we might have the guy from iTech, actually. We got a number? No.
No, Opus just said he called. That's all.
We're going to have iTech on a little later. So if you want to hang into the audio broadcast, I see that we have 60 people. 58. 7. 56. Where are they going? I mean, the iTech guy's got something to say, right? Right? Yeah, we're holding steady at 57. It sounds like we're getting good audio, or we're getting good feedback about the quality of the audio. Bill has actually left. He's no longer reading the monitor, so 40 seconds from now you'll know that. The lines are open. Yes, you can ask Casey any question. He's quite versed in electronics. He can get you free server space and all the rest. Just a little kickback helps. So I'm going to get something to drink because I'm totally parched.
Well, I guess the mic is handed over to Casey again. I got Venom coming over here. Yeah, you missed Phil. I don't know, the people on IRC are really into people singing and dancing in front of the webcam, so you could...
Yeah, did they like our little thing earlier?
Yeah, I was singing a couple songs earlier. Yeah, he took off somewhere. Hey, what was your question? Maybe it was answered. Who knows? Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I wanted to write it down.
Ooh. Really? Ah. Kala? We'll have a raffle drawing shortly here for those people that have raffle tickets. Bill bought about $20 worth, and he's got this big, huge, long line that he's looking over. He might have won a prize. We'll see. Still looking. How many do you have? 1370. 1532 to 1573. That's quite a few. A lot of tickets. As far as the streaming is concerned, we only have a 192 uplink. The only option we have is if we could, we might be able to bond modems together to get some sort of, faster uplink. But that's not going to happen anytime soon. Problem with using real video is that it's a proprietary format, and of course we'd have to buy like a $1,000 server application or whatever the heck it is.